Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
How's the economy doing? Let's go in-depth with Brian Peterson, professor of economics at Central College. So Brian, how's the economy doing?
I suppose the answer to that depends on who you're talking to, right? Economists are famous for having two hands so that they're able to follow up anything that they say with, but on the other hand. I think the signs are better than they were in three, four months ago, but I'm concerned that the pull out of the effects of COVID-19 are going to be slow and fairly long-lasting.
With respect to
job growth, with respect to increasing consumption, increasing GDP. I mean, part of the, you know, a lot of people are trying to compare what's been going on now to the Great Recession in 2008, issues we had with oil price shocks in the 70s, early 80s, even back towards the Great Depression. The difference I think here is this was a slam on the brakes in the economy, right? We fundamentally shut things down, and that's different than what we had seen in prior recessions, right? We had seen in prior recessions, they were gradual slowdowns, right? There were signs of people potentially going to lose work, stores closing, things like that. So it was a gradual move down, and then it was easier to pull back out. The difference here, I think, is the pandemic is creating a different set of expectations. And the expectations are, I'm not sure I should be going out, right? I mean, people are being given permission to do so, right? Prairie Meadows opened up on Monday. Places are opening their public pools and so forth. But that doesn't automatically mean that people are going to go out, right? There's a fear factor, I think, that is going to complicate things. Right, just because you're being told that it's safe to go out and physically distance yourself from other people, wearing masks, that doesn't mean you're still going to do it.
So this is going to be some break on the economy for how long, do you think? It depends on what the coronavirus does.
We've already seen companies closing stores permanently, right? Even Starbucks is closing 400 stores around the country permanently. That's part of it. The danger here is that because companies were forced to stop so quickly, it's not clear that all of them are going to survive and be able to come back. Right? I heard on the news the other day that even that consumption is picking up, but consumption is picking up among everyone but the wealthy, right? And part of that is because individuals with significant levels of discretionary income are choosing not to spend, and you're only getting some pockets that are increasing their spending once again. That's not going to be enough to save a number of different service industries. So I think this is going to be fairly protracted. I think you're going to see positive GDP growth, you know, maybe in the third quarter of this year. But I don't know that you're going to see anything close to where we were until into next year sometime.
More in depth after this.
continued my conversation about the economy with Brian Peterson, professor of economics at Central College. Well, I was reading, last week, I think it was, that retail is up like 17%. So some of us have, I mean, virtually everybody listening to this show has to spend. I mean, there's a high proportion of their income.
Well, and the two comments that one, retail spending is up 17%. So it's roughly, one sixth, but relative to what, right? If you're only spending $10 and you spend two more, that's a 20% jump. So if retail sales had gone through the floor, a 17% increase isn't necessarily as significant as it sounds. The other piece of that is if you're one of those individuals who lost their jobs back in April, late March, April, early May, and your job comes back online and you're able to go back to work, you're not spending soon, right? You're paying down whatever debt you may have incurred because of not having not receiving a paycheck, right? Unemployment benefits only go so far. The federal payout was one time. And typically those kinds of one-time payouts don't see the consumption jump that the government is looking for. So I think that what people are gonna start doing before they go back to consumption levels pre-COVID is they're gonna pay down any additional debts they may have accumulated.
It's an interesting sort of tension in the sense that the best thing that we can do for the overall economy is to spend, but we're hesitant to spend because it may not be the best thing for us individually. Is that the, but if we grew the economy, that would be good for us individually too. I'm sure economists have some kind of an interesting phrase, to call this, but it's...
it's referred to as the paradox of thrift.
Okay.
So yes, we have something interesting to call it. No, and I think you've made a really good point, right? Consumption helps, but when you are saving or you are trying to, you're not consuming because you're paying down, negative saving levels, if you want to call increased debt that, then that is a drag on the economy. And so you try to find the happy medium within all of that. And it's not clear that we ever do find it. But you're right, there is a tension between those two things.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the economy with Brian Peterson, professor of economics at Central College. Now, I do my best to shop locally, and there was something that I couldn't get locally, and I had to go to Des Moines and go to a big box store, home improvement kind of place. And I was talking to one of the young ladies that works there, and I said, well, how's business? And she says, it's booming. Everybody got their checks from President Trump, and they're all here, and they're buying like crazy, and they're remodeling. I saw that as a really good sign. And so some industries are doing really well?
Well, I think some industries are doing really well. Part of me is wondering, where you were shopping. And in what part of Des Moines you were shopping, because everyone received the federal payout that Congress had approved, even if they hadn't lost their jobs. So if you have, this is another example of the kind of a certain level of inequality that we have. I didn't lose my job and I received a payment, right? You didn't lose your job. I'm sure you received a payment. There are lots of people who would do exactly that, right? Now we have this, you know, this windfall, and so we're gonna go to Lowe's and buy Pella doors. So I'm not surprised to hear that, but I think if you had shopped at a store in a different location, you would have heard something different.
Yeah, it's funny you ask, and I'll just say it was a Menards, but I forget where in Des Moines it was. Sorry about that.
No, that's all right.
And I assure you, it was something I couldn't get locally. But
well, I think the one thing you talk about this tension between the individual and social benefit. The one thing that we did see, and I think there was a pretty significant sentiment here, is this buy local. Let's, you know, we need to protect the small business as much as we can. And, you know, you saw the curbside pickup and the online ordering from restaurants and those sorts of things. That's, you know, those things will help. And I think the more socially minded people become, the more quickly we'll come out of this, the effects of the pandemic, and the more quickly the economy will start growing again.
Now, how about the stock market? I mean, it took a hit right at the beginning, but then it just came roaring back like nothing happened. Can you explain that for us?
Well, if the economy comes to a standstill and companies start laying off workers and production slows, if not stops, you don't want to own shares of those stocks because they're not going to be very valuable, because their earnings are going to take a hit. They may declare losses for the fiscal year, those sorts of things. And so it's not surprising that you would see a significant sell-off of stocks at the very beginning. Between that point and now, what you've seen is kind of the cyclical effect of news, right? So we see the spike in unemployment. So people start selling off their stocks. We hear good news about the possibility of work on a vaccine. So stock markets come up again, because you want to buy shares of stocks and companies that are going to start producing again and be profitable. You want to buy those when they're priced very low, right? And then you start hearing, well, maybe the vaccines are a little bit further off, or maybe we're starting to see a spike in some places now that we've started to relax meeting restrictions and things like that. So the stock market is going to do exactly this until we're fully out of the pandemic. It's going to be far more cyclical and far more reactive to the kinds of news that we hear about over the course of the day.
But ultimately, people that sell stocks and advisors will say, you know, keep investing. Ultimately, the stock market is an investment in America, and that the more we can ride it out, the more our profits will be, right?
Absolutely. No, and I think that's the purpose of putting your money in the stock market, is if you're in it for the long term. And I think a lot of people would say, you just don't look at your quarterly report, and just ride out the storm. And that's fairly good advice, as long as you've got a long time horizon before you're going to need those funds.
Okay, give us some good news about the economy.
The unemployment rate fell in the month of May, which I think surprised an awful lot of people. They went in going from not quite 15 to just over 13%, which is a sign that there weren't as many people that lost their positions in May as we may have thought, or the businesses started reopening, just before Memorial Day. It is still, and I had to go back and check to confirm this, it is still the highest unemployment rate we've had post-World War II. Back in the early 80s and during the Great Recession, you know, unemployment hovered around 10%, right? We haven't seen 14.7, you know, literally since the 30s. But when people were anticipating unemployment rates of, you know, moving in the direction of 20%, it's starting to come back down, which I think is good. I think that the more we plan for a gradual return, I think the easier things are going to be.
Any last thoughts today?
Figure out your sweet spot between spending down your debt and increasing your consumption. That's the key.
Thanks to Brian Peterson for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.